Understanding ACFOR MGT7 filings when it comes to corporate governance and regulatory compliance. Forms ACFOR and MGT7/MGT7A are essential documents for businesses in India. These documents are essential for the yearly documentation and financial reporting process, emphasizing transparency and responsibility in the business sector. Let's delve deeper into the intricacies and procedures of these crucial forms. All you need to know about Form ACFOR. Form ACFOR epitomizes the importance of financial transparency and responsibility in the Indian corporate world. It serves as a conduit for communicating the financial status and results of companies over the fiscal year, keeping stakeholders well informed. According to Section 137(1) of the Companies Act, 2013, all companies must submit their financial statements, along with consolidated statements and approved documents from the Annual General Meeting, AGM, to the Registrar within 30 days after the AGM. This submission, outlined in Section 403, includes specific procedures, fees, and possible extra charges for late filings. Essentially, the definition of a financial year according to subsection 41 of section 2 highlights the time frame concluding on March 31st annually, with a modification for companies established after January 1st, prolonging the duration to March 31st of the subsequent year, ensuring a consistent reporting period across all entities. According to Rule 12 of the Companies Accounts Rules 2014, it is mandatory to electronically submit financial statements using e-form ACFOR. Consolidated financial statements require the use of e-form ACFOR CFS. Furthermore, to improve reporting quality and accessibility, specific types of companies must submit their statements in the XBRL format, which is a global standard for exchanging business information. All listed companies, their subsidiaries, companies with a paid-up capital of Rs. 5 crore or more, companies with a turnover of Rs. 100 crore or more, among others specified under their filing of documents forms in extensible business reporting language, rules, 2011, must comply with this requirement. Submission can be made through either ACFOR or ACFOR CFS forms, depending on the specific circumstances. When submitting form ACFOR, it is important to include various attachments, such as certified copies of the financial statements in accordance with Section 134, including the board's report, auditor's report, and other relevant documents. Prepare Form ACFOR for subsidiary statements is mandated by Section 129. Reasons for not approving financial statements during the AGM. Letters of approval for extending the financial year or AGM. Preparing audit reports in accordance with Section 143. And following the CSR policy specified in Section 135(4), prepare Form ACFOR outlining contracts, arrangements, or transactions with related parties as per Section 188(1). Directors report in accordance with Section 134(3), and information on CSR initiatives. In addition, those responsible need to confirm the authorization for form submission by examining the minutes book of the board meeting and ensuring that a copy of the resolution granting authority to the designated individual, director/manager/CEO/CFO, is included. This meticulous method of filing establishes a strong foundation for corporate governance, strengthening transparency and accountability in India's business environment. Everything you need to know about MGT7/MGT7A. Form MGT7/MGT7A serves as a detailed disclosure mechanism for companies in India, emphasizing non-financial information crucial for grasping a company's governance, ownership, and organizational structure. Often described as the annual return, this document summarizes a company's shareholder makeup, directorship, capital structure, and important governance actions during the previous financial year. Unlike financial statements, which provide a breakdown of the company's financial performance, the annual report offers stakeholders a comprehensive overview of the company's activities, financial structure, ownership details, governance framework, executive compensations, and other important non-financial elements at the end of the fiscal year. One of the key aspects of corporate compliance is the annual return, which requires certification from a practicing company secretary for listed companies or those with a paid-up capital exceeding 10 crore rupees or turnover over 50 crore rupees, as outlined in Form Number MGT8. Ensure the submission is done within 60 days from the Annual General Meeting (AGM) date, with an option for a 270-day extension period available for an extra charge. Not meeting these deadlines leads to default, highlighting the significance of timely compliance. The annual return contains a wide range of information, including details about the company's registered office, primary business activities, and its holding, subsidiary, and associate companies, providing information on the shareholding structure, as well as stocks, debentures, and other securities, financial obligations, compensation for directors and key managerial personnel, discussing penalties or sanctions against the company, its directors, or officers, along with details on compounding offenses and appeals, ensuring adherence to regulations and providing transparency through certifications, provide information about foreign institutional investors, such as their ownership percentages, modifications in membership and debenture holders, updates regarding promoters, directors, and key managerial personnel, keeping track of member and board meetings, along with attendance information, any additional required details. Conclusion. In wrapping up, mastering the complexities of OC4 and MGT7 filings is paramount for upholding compliance and reinforcing corporate integrity. Simplifying this intricate process becomes seamless with the expertise of DataTrax, a leader in facilitating OCR preparations for your financial disclosures. DataTrax, a top OCR service provider in India, excels in ensuring your documents meet the stringent requirements set forth, guaranteeing precision, adherence to regulatory mandates, and punctuality in submissions. Entrusting this aspect of your financial and annual reporting to DataTrax not only streamlines your compliance journey but also empowers your business to concentrate on its primary goals, all while maintaining the highest standards of corporate governance. Frequently asked questions on OC4 and MGT7. Who is required to file e-form OC4? Every public and private company registered in India must file e-form OC4. What are the criteria for companies to file their financial statements in XBRL format? Financial statements must be filed in XBRL format by listed companies and their subsidiaries in India. Companies with paid up capital of 5 Indian rupees crore or more. Companies with an annual turnover of 10 Indian rupees crore or more. Companies governed under the Companies Rules 2011, which require XBRL filings. Are there any exemptions from filing financial statements in XBRL format with Form OC4? Yes, exemptions include non-banking financial companies, banking, insurance, and power sector companies. NBFCs must file OC4 NBFC, introduced on February 20, 2020. Companies specified under the XBRL Amendment Rules, 2017. What is the deadline for filing Form OC4? Form OC4 must be filed within 30 days from the date of the company's annual general meeting, AGM. What penalties are imposed for late or non-filing of Form OC4? A penalty of 100 Indian rupees per day is charged from the due date, with a maximum penalty cap of 10 Indian rupees lakhs. Non-compliance for 3 consecutive years may result in director disqualification, imprisonment, or fines ranging from 1 Indian rupee to 5 lakhs for key managerial personnel. How does the government fee escalate for late filing of Form OC4? The escalation of government fees for late filing is as follows: up to 30 days, 2x normal fees; 31 to 60 days, 4x normal fees; 61 to 90 days, 6x normal fees; 91 to 120 days, 8x normal fees; 121 to 180 days, 10x normal fees; 181 to 270 days, 12x normal fees. What is the government fee for timely filing OC4? The fee structure is based on the company's nominal share capital, up to 1 Indian rupee lakh, or no nominal share capital, 200 Indian rupees; 1 Indian rupee lakh to 5 Indian rupees lakhs, 300 Indian rupees; 5 Indian rupees lakhs to 25 Indian rupees lakhs, 400 Indian rupees; 25 Indian rupees lakhs to 1 Indian rupee crore, 500 Indian rupees; more than 1 Indian rupee crore, 600 Indian rupees, who is required to file Form MGT-7, all entities registered under the Companies Act operating within India, including one-person companies, OPCs, and small companies, are mandated to file Form MGT-7. What are the filing fees for Form MGT-7? The filing fees for Form MGT-7 vary based on the company's nominal share capital, as outlined below. Nominal share capital less than in 1,000,000,200 Indian rupees. Nominal share capital between in 1,000,000 and in 4,99,999,300 Indian rupees. Nominal share capital between in 5,000,000 and in 24,99,999,400 Indian rupees. Nominal share capital between in 25,000,000 and in 99,999,500 Indian rupees. Nominal share capital in 1,000,000 or more, 600 Indian rupees. For companies that do not fall under these categories, the fee for filing MGT-7 is 20 Indian rupees. What is the penalty for late filing of Form MGT-7? In accordance with the Companies, Registration Offices and Fees, Second Amendment Rules 2018, the penalty for late filing of Form MGT-7 is 100 Indian rupees per day of delay, starting from the day after the filing deadline. In recent, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, levied a hefty fine of a superscript 140 lakhs on a company for failing to submit MGT-07 and ALCO-4 forms within the stipulated deadlines. What documents are required to be filed along with Form MGT-7? The following documents must be submitted alongside Form MGT-7. A list detailing the names and information of all shareholders and debenture holders applicable to companies with share capital and where a complete list has been attached. Approval letter for the extension of the annual general meeting, AGM, if applicable. Form MGT-8, where required. Is Form MGT-8 always required when filing Form MGT-7? Form MGT-8 is optional and only necessary under certain conditions. It is required for companies that are listed or have a paid-up share capital of 10 Indian rupees crores or more, or those with a turnover of 50 Indian rupees crores or more. Form MGT-8 serves as a certification by a practicing company secretary.